From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. 2012 was another doozy in Florida politics. As the largest swing state of all, we were once again the center of attention in a close presidential race. But voting problems once again marred the election, which thankfully did not come down to us this time. Here to discuss that and other top stories of the political year in the Sunshine State is Miami Herald political reporter Mark Caputo. Hi, Mark. So what's at the top of your list?
President Obama looked like he had very little chance of winning Florida, and he won Florida, and he won re-election. The Republican Party of Florida really had its pride hurt by having President Obama win. Every Republican expected Obama would at least lose Florida, and he didn't.
Democrats made some gains in the congressional delegation and the state delegation, proving that they're not dead yet in Florida, but still sort of in critical condition.
Even though Democrats outnumber registered Republicans in Florida by 4 percentage points across the board, the congressional delegation is still majority Republican, and the legislative delegation is overwhelmingly Republican. And remember, the Florida legislature are the people who really decide a lot of the laws, from speeding fines right to school funding that affect your daily life. That's controlled by Republicans.
One of those things we saw bore out during the elections were the voting problems with the laws, the new laws in effect in the state of Florida, and some incompetence on the local level as well, as the finger pointing continues there. But again, Florida in 2012 was the state that could not vote straight.
We've got a problem, and part of the problem is that the legislature, after having a good election in 2008 and a good election in 2010, from the standpoint of just getting the votes in and getting them counted without any problems, legislature said, you know what, let's fix the problem of fraud. And they really had very little evidence that it occurred. And what wound up happening is they passed a law that shortened early voting days. And then the locals in some areas didn't properly equip their precincts with something as basic as a voting booth. That's right, a table, a surface for people to vote on. Add all those things together and it just blew up. And if the legislature doesn't fix this, there's a good chance it's going to happen again.
Florida's Governor Rick Scott was a main proponent of the new voting laws. He remains deeply unpopular here in the state as he's less than 2 years away from re-election. How does Rick Scott get his mojo back in 2013?
Well, to circle back to the beginning of the conversation, remember what President Obama had said when things looked really bad for him before the election happened. He said, compare me to the alternative, not to the almighty. Who is Rick Scott going to face?
And that whoever could be a guy named Charlie Crist, who had the job right before him. He is now a Democrat. Are we just setting the table for the governor's race between a former governor, changed parties, and the unpopular current governor?
I think Charlie Crist switching to the Democratic Party and largely setting himself up to run for governor in 2 years is the biggest story of our political year here in Florida. Charlie Crist, dirty little secret that a lot of people don't want to admit, largely governed as a kind of conservative Democrat when he was a Republican in many respects. I'm talking about like consumer issues, property insurance, for instance. But he's going to find out that now he doesn't belong to an organized party. He belongs to the Democratic Party, as Will Rogers once said. So it's going to be really interesting to see what unfolds over the next few months, next few years even.
Mark Caputo, Happy New Year to you, man. Thanks for your time.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Tweet us at WLRN for your top political story of the year, state or local. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.